This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about. Talk Radio
Countdown. Time for us now to overview what's going on in the world of talk radio news, talk radio specifically, with our countdown, the charts from Talkers Magazine for the week of January 27th to February 1st. I'm Doug Steffen, along with my colleagues. Not necessarily in any order. Jennifer Horn is here from the GJV program. Victoria Jones is here from the DC Radio Company. Rick Jensen is here from WDEL in Wilmington, Delaware. And Rich McFadden is here from Radio America in the nation's capital. Normally, we take apart the story. Sometimes we talk about the people. Maybe we can sort of intertwine these things. Looking at this list, some of them are in my own cognizance more important than others, but that may be not what you all agree to. I would guess, and because Jennifer is here, not only does she do this program, the DJV program, but she also does mornings on KRLA in Los Angeles, The Answer, with Brian Whitman. So you're basically talking about Trump all the time. You are, and Whitman is talking about the other side. That's the yin and the yang of that sort of a radio program, pretty common formula. When you talk about the border, or you talk about the investigation, or whatever it is, the presidential candidates, which I think, frankly, is more interesting than of all of the sort of stories, at least the top five stories, the number of presidential candidates on the Democratic side, what's the agenda. Cory Booker, I think, is the latest one to announce he's running for president. He's the junior senator from New Jersey. He's been all over Twitter as the week ends. You had Howard Schultz say he would run this week as an independent. And how many other people are in this list, Jennifer? Who's credible and who's not?
Well, I think it's important to note that not everybody has declared officially. Officially declared on the Democratic side, Cory Booker, of course, one of the most recent. Kamala Harris is there as well. Julian Castro, who's a former HUD secretary for the Obama administration. Elizabeth Warren has an exploratory committee. Kirsten Gillibrand has an exploratory committee. Howard Schultz has not officially put his name in the ring. He is actually doing a 30-day listening tour, month long, where he's traveling around the country to kind of float the idea of him as president while he sells his book. I think he's been the most interesting to watch because I think for people who feel left behind by a very far left-leaning Democratic Party, almost bridging on socialism in the direction that the Democrats are going, I think he is a good alternative. I also think for Republicans who are feeling left behind by Trump and feeling like he's a little too brash or aggressive or uses Twitter too much, and some independents in the middle who are just looking for something in between, I think Howard Schultz is actually a very viable third-party candidate. Would he have enough support to win? Probably not. Would, at the end of the day, it ultimately probably be more helpful to President Trump if he ran? Probably. Yep. And that's why Democrats are coming out hard against Howard Schultz. Yeah.
Everybody go buy your Starbucks this morning. Let's support Howard Schultz.
Well, they're even talking about boycotting. There's already super PACs forming on the Democratic side of the aisle to take on Howard Schultz. Yeah, and to boycott Starbucks as a corporation.
Run, Howard, run.
Bernie's in. We can't bring up Bernie in too. Right. Yeah, yeah, it's like a redo.
Yeah, and so
Schultz is certainly Trump's candidate. Trump was saying at a fundraiser just a few days ago at the Trump Hotel that he had tweeted earlier in the day about Schultz just to encourage him really to run because he thought it would help him. So we know who Trump thinks would be the good one for him.
And the way he baited him was just beautiful. Schultz doesn't have the guts to run.
Right. People who don't understand President Trump ought to watch professional wrestling. I was a kid that was like brought up on professional wrestling, and that's what he does when he gives his opponents a nickname, when he kind of baits them into these uncomfortable positions.
He's a schoolyard bully.
I don't even know if it's a schoolyard bully. I think he's very aware of how people react to certain things, and he pokes.
Bully. Yeah.
But I don't. I don't think that Schultz was in the least bit enamored or concerned or bothered. Nah. No, I don't think he reacted to it at all. But no. I think it was significant from Trump's point of view that he is spending his time. He's asking his friends on the phone, on his unsecured cell phone, and his advisors, and wanting to know how has the shutdown damaged him? How is it damaging him in polls? And how is it damaging, if at all, his 2020 re-election chances, as he also looks at the possible Democrats who are going to run, because that's what he's looking at right now.
All right, tell me whether you think all of you, let me go around the room here, what's relevant. On Morning Joe, Joe asked Howard Schultz how much a box of Cheerios costs, and Schultz didn't know. I don't know why, whether
it was Mika Brzezinski who said, I have four questions for you. Why do you want to run for president? Why are you qualified? But then her last one was, how much does a box of Cheerios cost? And it was designed, obviously, to make Howard Schultz look like he is out of touch with regular people.
Right. But like George Bush did, backfired. You know, how much a loaf of bread.
Well, a gallon of gasoline. I think a gallon of gasoline is a better question because that's something that most Americans have to deal with. But I can tell you, half the country, I haven't bought a box of cereal in 7 years. I couldn't tell.
I don't have it in the house.
If right, me neither, Victoria.
If I have it in the house, I eat it.
Exactly.
Look, if I may, the large box of Life cereal runs $2.49 at my local Acme. However, I can get on sale at Giant for $1. May I now be president?
Yes please.
Well, you go to an Aldi store, it's only $1.99 because everything is cheaper there.
I eat a better cereal than you do, Rick. I eat peanut butter Captain Crunch, and I think you should not for me.
Good for you, Richie. There's a great example.
Chocolate-coated sugar bombs. Very good. Yeah. Now, Cory Booker says that his campaign is built on love, and he says he loves Donald Trump. I got to tell you, I'm looking forward to the women on The View shredding him to pieces with their own brand of love like they did with Howard Schultz you're talking about.
Mm-hmm. I want to see Cory Booker and Kamala Harris go at it, and I can't wait to see the campaign stickers. I mean, clearly it's got to be Spartacus 2020, right? That's going to be what his campaign's centered around, right?
Why?
Cory, because he said that it could be his Spartacus moment during the Kavanaugh hearings when he released documents that he
I thought it was because he had a shaved naughty. Head like Spartacus did.
Yeah. No. I have a question, especially for folks in California. So Kamala Harris is running, and she's very, very popular on the left. Everyone loves her. She's great. What's going to happen when someone actually does confront her on something of which she was very, very proud, which is separating moms and their kids when their kids were guilty of truancy? And then she
says,
oh, by the way,
how popular she is on the left, to be honest with you. I don't know.
Yeah. I think what interests me about Kamala Harris, and to answer your question, Rick, she's not super popular in the state of California. People vote for her because people just vote for the Democrat that's on the ballot, and that just seems to be that Republicans are getting shut out. So in that way, I guess she is popular. But I can't say people are going, oh, we have to have more of her. But I do think it's interesting to watch the push that the DNC is giving her. And I was one of the people who thought that, I didn't believe some of the pundits that said there'll be 40 candidates on the Democratic ticket, but I imagined that there would be about 30. And while I think there will still be many, maybe in the league of what Republicans saw in 2016, I'm watching the DNC look at Kamala Harris as their next golden child, as their next Barack Obama. And I'm wondering if the pressure on people like maybe Joe Biden will be so intense that he'll decide not to run, even though I think he's probably the most viable threat to President Trump if they were going to go head-to-head in a matchup in 2020.
So the Willie Brown thing didn't hit her at all then?
Not a blip.
Willie Brown,
the big mistake, you know, for the DNC, one of many mistakes, if it's going to make this mistake, as it's made so many other mistakes, is if it's looking at Kamala Harris or anybody else as the next Barack Obama. There is no next Barack Obama. Every candidate is an individual candidate.
Yep.
Barack Obama made it very clear over the last 2 months, or 2 years, actually, there isn't a next this or next thing. You've got to get over it, get over me, move on.
Yep. Well, speaking of that,
you were never into him, but you know the point. The point is, move on, get on with your lives, guys.
All right, so the last comment I'm going to make is, once again, my complete annoyance, not a little, but complete annoyance with this Ocasio, whatever her name is, Cortez from New York.
Dog, you've got to get help.
Yeah, I know I need help. Because somebody calls me a sexist because
that's the thing. You're an older white male. You're a misogynist, sexist, racist.
That's what I am.
You need to accept her stance on Venezuela. Yeah.
I know. She said Howard Schultz and other billionaires should not run for the presidency. They don't have a grasp on reality or whatever. They haven't worked their way up. Obviously, she doesn't know anything about Schultz, who started from nothing and created a business that is a great American brand. So,
you're absolutely right. It depends on the billionaire. But you have an issue with Alex.
Because you're a sexist. That's it.
Or because you're weirdly attracted to her and it makes
it good.
You need help, buddy.
I need help, Fred. All right, for
it's
those
very
of you who need.
You would use the word weirdly.
1-800-ALEX, Doug.
1-800-GET-HELP. All right, so here's a helpful tip for those of you who are not having a good night's rest, not sleeping well. Don't have my pillows around. You want to get the most comfortable pillow ever on the market, the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. The easiest way for you to get a great night's rest is to fill up your house. You got 4 bedrooms, then buy a bunch of these pillows, put them in every bedroom. The pillows that my pillow makes, I've got them. Jennifer's got them. We really have. Richie, you've got some of them. I don't know about the rest of you, but MyPillow.com is a place to go. Use the DJV code, and you can buy all the pillows that you want at half price. You can buy, there's an array of things that affect your sleep. Mattresses, mattress covers, sheets, all of them fabulously priced. For those of you who use the DJV code, I don't have to tell you that this time of year, with the cold weather, we need to get cozy in our beds and have a good night's rest. Best way to do it is to go to MyPillow.com. If you have never tried their product, try a couple of them. See how they work. Save over 50% on things like their Premium Plus pillows using the DJV code. That's it. Easy, simple, and to the point. Get a great night's rest. Be comfortable. Sleep well with the MyPillow, the MyPillow pillows, premium, king size, queen size, you name it, you'll get them. MyPillow.com. Save all the money using the code DJV. Calitrin. This certainly worked for me. After the first bottle, I was sleeping better. After the second bottle, I noticed my clothes fitting better. After my third bottle, I started losing pounds seriously. I'm currently on my fourth bottle, still losing pounds. This is something that you have to dedicate yourself to. Trust that it will work and keep going. It's not just a 1 month and out thing, right?
That's right. It's not a magic pill. You know, we say it is not a quick fix fad product. You are not going to lose 10 pounds in 10 days. But with this product, you're going to see these results come off the right way, the healthy way, by giving your body back what it needs.
So go to toploss.com. You get a special deal if you check the box for DJV, the DJV program. I'm happy to promote this product. And as a matter of fact, when you buy 3 bottles, you get the fourth one free. Go to toploss.com for Calitrin.
Your brain is an amazing thing, but as you get older, it naturally begins to change, causing a lack of sharpness or even trouble with recall. Thankfully, the breakthrough in Prevagen helps your brain and actually improves memory. The secret is an ingredient originally discovered in jellyfish. In clinical trials, Prevagen has been shown to improve short-term memory. Prevagen, the name to remember, now available in stores everywhere. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Taking Viagra for ED, some great news from Marley Drug. You can get sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra, in generic 20-milligram pills for just $2 a tablet. That's a savings of $40 a dose. Marley Drug, North Carolina pharmacy, delivering generic sildenafil to your door. Avoid growing prescription copays and uncomfortable pharmacy visits. Purchase sildenafil now. Call 800-601-0310. That's 800-601-0310. Again, 800-601-0310.
The Top Radio Countdown.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Childhood is full of wonder, and we get the chance to relive it with our grandchildren every day. But imagine missing special moments with a grandchild or seeing them through cloudy vision. The Foundation Fighting Blindness can help by providing valuable information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and older, but it doesn't have to be. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is driving research and saving sight by providing information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Don't miss a moment of your grandchildren's youthful wonder because of poor vision. Learn more about vision-saving preventions and treatments. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org where you can find so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today. That number again is 1-800-BLINDNESS or fightblindness.org.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Ways for you to understand what's going on in the News Talk Radio business at the hands of experts. Rick Jensen from WDEL in Wilmington, Delaware. Rich McFadden at Radio America. And Victoria Jones is here from the DC Radio Company. I'm Doug Steffen. I think we've gone through enough of the conversation about number five presidential candidates and the list of them here, three or four of them listed on the people list. I think it was interesting, Chris Christie making the rounds this week. He was on The View. Anybody see that, Victoria? Did you see? I don't know why I went to you asking the question, but I figured if anybody...
Yes, I'm the girl. I did see part of that. I just think it's fascinating how he's very careful not to throw President Trump under the bus, although President Trump had no problem throwing him under
the bus.
But he's very keen to throw the president's son-in-law, Jared Kushner, under the bus, and he also...
Tell that story. Why is that?
Well, he threw Jared Kushner's father in prison.
Yeah. Right.
and thinks that his father is scum and disgusting, and basically thinks that Jared Kushner is at the root of everything that's wrong in the White House, which is interesting, but doesn't comport with what pretty much everybody else says, even though...
Well, but does that help his chances of getting in? He still seems to want to get into the inner circle here in the Trump administration.
That's got to be uncomfortable at the Christmas party.
No,
he's not going to make it in? Is that what you're saying?
No, he's not going to make it in. Do you really think that Ivanka is going to make a case to Daddy once her hubby's been trashed?
Yeah. So, what did he say? Just to kind of get away from the Trump stuff, what did he say about Bridgegate? Everybody that interviews him always asks him that question, and he usually ducks it pretty well. Did he duck it this time?
Well, I mean, his position basically is that he didn't know.
Yeah, I know he said that, but do we believe that he didn't know?
Well, I've got a bridge, and I can sell you one.
Okay, I guess the answer to that is let's keep moving. All right, one of the big items here obviously the discussion of the Super Bowl, sports talk radio and things related to sports, always number 10. So the Super Bowl and the things that are being done. I guess the biggest controversy is what happened in New Orleans and whether the coach did a number on Goodell with his T-shirt. He had a T-shirt. I don't know if you saw this or not. He was wearing a T-shirt that had a picture of Goodell on it with a clown nose. And somebody in the league says, "We're going to fine you for that. That's disrespectful." Why not be disrespectful? Goodell is a jerkleburger.
Yes, well, I think no? What might come out of that is that they might have limited reviews of penalties that are bad penalties that are called. So that's what they're looking at right now.
So how would they do that, Richie? What would be the way of...
Well, currently, like in the New Orleans game where there was defensive, you know, just, I mean, it was all over him. There's nothing you can do about it. The play's over. The ref called what they called, but now they will be able to throw the red flag one time per game or something to challenge the non-call or the call on the play.
Mm-hmm. Is that a good move?
Yes.
I don't know.
Oh my God!
That much about how
the Saints were totally robbed. Yes,
okay. They were.
It's
just part of football. It's the way it works. You know, it is what it is. So
is there likely? Go ahead, Victoria.
No, I was just going to say this is the one time of the year I'm not the only person who has to learn Latin.
Huh. Well, because of Super Bowl and whatever.
Yeah, I had to learn Latin in school. Now everybody else does.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I just learned how to read the clock. It used to be the old clocks. Or maybe I'm aging myself. The clocks were all in Roman numerals when I was in school. And that's how we learned what the Roman numerals were all about. Coming up next, the border wall battle, number one this week on the countdown.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The governor of Virginia is under fire, first because of comments he made in support of allowing late-term abortions when the fetus is unable to survive after birth. Then a photo surfaced of him and another person dressed in blackface and a KKK robe from when he was in medical school. WTKR-TV's Margaret Kavanaugh reports.
The governor acknowledges the hurt inflicted by the picture, but says in his video message that he does not want to step down.
And I am ready to do the hard work of regaining your trust. I have spent the past year as your governor fighting for Virginia that works better for all people.
The governor came under a firestorm of criticism this week after he talked about late-term abortions during this interview. He claims he was describing a medical situation in rare circumstances and says his comments were taken out of context.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making with Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
34 at the hour now. Talk Radio Review with a lot of great talk. I don't know, a lot. With a number, with a few, with some. Good Talk Radio people. Rick Jensen from WDEL in Wilmington, Delaware is here, along with Victoria Jones from the DC Radio Company. She's here. Rich McFadden from Radio America is here, and I'm Doug Steffen. We go through the stories. Number one this week, the border wall battle. Is it really politics as usual? Is it annoying? Is it disturbing? Yeah. I think, actually, I mean, you can spend a little time on it. I think the cold weather is a more interesting conversation, but what do you all think about what's going on? I mean, is there anything different really this week?
How about this fentanyl bust that came over the border?
Okay.
For all the people who say that, you know, oh, the drugs don't come from Mexico. The largest fentanyl bust in history, 250 pounds of fentanyl in a truck, with a landscaping truck coming over the border from Mexico. And what I don't know is whether it came in a legal crossing and they just found it, or whether it was somewhere hiding.
It came through a legal crossing.
Through a legal crossing,
which is where most of how the drugs are coming. They come through legal points of entry, through remarkably silly people who don't seem to get that. That's where they get stopped, by coming repeatedly through legal points of entry, and that's where the drugs and. Yeah, that's what happens. And it was a massive bust.
Victoria, the 90% of the drugs are coming across the regular ports of entry. But on the other hand, though, you take a look at this, $5.7 billion. It takes that much money to run the government for 11 hours. Do you really think that Trump would not accept $3 billion, run the government for 6 hours, and they could actually get this done? It's a power play. And right now, Pelosi and Schumer are winning the power play at the expense of the pawns. And those pawns happen to be the 800,000 federal workers, don't you think? think?
I don't think that's the conversation.
It is. It is yesterday, because who was the senator that wanted to give the federal workers a raise for all of their time in trouble and having to put up with the shutdown? And then another Republican senator came back and said, well, the raise that you are proposing could have paid for the wall and not shut down the government.
Yeah.
It is a game, and they are the pawns. Yeah.
Well, they are pawns. No, there's no question but that they are pawns. But I don't think the conversation is one versus the other. I think there are several different conversations going on. And, I mean, if we're going to talk about drugs rather than immigration, those are two different but connected conversations. If we're going to talk about drugs, why is the fentanyl coming in? I mean, it's not coming in just to...
Because we use it, right.
Exactly, because we use it.
That's right, right.
That's always been my thing. Smuggle it in.
Right.
No, it doesn't.
He's a good guy.
It doesn't.
It's not our fault or their fault. This thing becomes so contorted, really, really contorted. Here's something that I believe. Number six on the countdown this week. You can find this list, by the way, at talkers.com. The China trade war, et cetera, et cetera. What I think, not the trade war so much, what's more important to me anyway, are the number of people who are coming into Los Angeles, coming into San Francisco, coming into Miami, coming into New York, who are here on so-called tours. What they are babies coming from mothers who are pregnant in their eighth month usually, who come on scheduled tours to America, and they have their babies here. The Russians are doing it on the East Coast, the Chinese are doing it on the West Coast, and there are thousands and thousands of these babies being born in this country every year. I think that is, if there is one outrage, this is the outrage of all of the things that are going on. We spent all this time talking about the damn border wall and the politics of it. Meanwhile, everybody's turning a blind eye to this. These people are coming here by the thousands.
Yeah, they need to shut
and
that
some
off,
of them
like
pay
Toronto,
$30,000 or $40,000
right.
to come here to drop
More.
Their babies. More.
More. $100,000. They've just done some major busts of these. Yeah. And they even encouraged some of the Chinese people, women, to say, it wasn't true actually because they were coming in on the West Coast, to say that they were going to stay at the Trump Hotel because they thought that would make it more likely that they were going to get in. Included in the tours were Gucci shopping sprees, things like this. This is absolutely and completely immoral, and this needs to be cracked down on
Why is it taking so long? It's going on for decades.
It is being cracked down because they found it remarkably hard to find these rings. They're very well organized.
I mean, they're advertised in newspapers in all the countries.
Yeah, right. Come to America and have your baby.
There's Facebook
all
ads.
All over. In Ukraine.
Well, they're cracking down on it now. They are cracking down on it now. But, you know, there are some other very scary things also in addition to this. You're talking about the number six thing. You were talking about China, but there's one thing I think we should talk about with regard to Russia. If we're talking about China, we always have to talk about Russia, which is that this weekend we are likely to announce the suspension of the 1987 nuclear forces treaty with Russia.
Not likely.
The long run.
Definitely.
Well, I know, but I'm saying that because
why are we doing that?
At the time we're speaking, it hasn't happened yet. So
and
I'm being cautious. Because it's a long-running accusation, which is pretty accurate, really, that Moscow's violating its terms. Of course, Russia accuses the U.S. of breaking the treaty, too. So, and then America will withdraw completely after 6 months. Now, starting this weekend, Saturday, the U.S. would be free to begin testing or deploying its own weapons. So that's great. Let's start testing again. And, of course, then Russia will start testing again. And then that's fun, isn't
and then,
it?
Basically,
and then,
the conditions that the United States put on the Russians to be able to say, okay, let's save this treaty, they cannot meet at this point. before the period ends. So at this point, it's a done deal. It's pretty much going to happen.
Oh, it is. So, but, you know, one has to speak. In my way, just have to be cautious when you say these things, because something could happen. I mean, you know, the Secretary of State could, I don't know, bump into a panda on the way to making the announcement. The announcement might not happen. The zoos are...
Why, because the cold weather and the pandas are all over the place? They love the cold weather.
The bears are out. They like it, yeah.
I promised we'd talk about... Go ahead, Rick.
No, I was just say, Victoria, I find it interesting. You think we need to be careful how we talk about this. I would suggest doing our testing in Russia.
There you go. Rick, always good with a jolly idea, Jensen. The weather, I promised we'd talk about the weather and all of the outrageous, the extreme conversations about extremities. At least in my mind, some of them are pretty foolish. We'll talk about that in a matter of moments here, because that is the number four item on the countdown sheet this week. Power swabs, number one for having the greatest impression, the most lasting impression. Power swabs gets rid of the stains on your teeth. If you have ugly, yellow teeth, gross. Time for you to get your most unforgettable feature back into true form. The perfect solution... Risk-free, by the way, to get a more confident you is to use Power Swabs. Power Swabs has become the world's most famous, most used teeth whitening system, and it's because it's so advanced. It transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. You put it, you break the tube open, take the swab, swab your teeth, and watch them as they get whiter, and you do it over a period of time, 10, 12 applications every 5, 6, 7 days, and watch the stains go away. It takes the stains out of the enamel. It does not remove the enamel, which is what all the rest of those things do. Yeah, it's very important to understand that. Power swab, super fast, super easy, and dentist and hygienist approved. So, if you like to drink coffee and wine and tea and that sort of thing, or if you're still silly enough to be smoking, then you need this to get rid of that. The stains come from those sorts of things. Get Power Swabs by calling 800-208-1797. That's 800-208-1797. Call now. Use the DJV code, and you will buy the Power Swabs at half the retail price. Wow. What an extravaganza. You'll have great teeth, very inexpensively done. You can do it yourself. It's a DIY job and opportunity. 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs. Get them right away. Use the DJV code, and you'll get them at half the retail price. 800-208-1797. Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen with an overview of the official story. So I'd like to review for you the top 10 stories, the official list from Talkers Magazine. The end of January is the focus. Super Bowl is obviously going to be there when it comes to talking about sports. The Super Bowl is it. It's number 10. Number 9, the unrest continuing in Venezuela and what we ought to do about it. Number 8, Chris Christie's new book and what's in there allegation-wise and otherwise. Number 7, the controversy about the Virginia abortion bill. Number 6, the trade war continuing with the U.S. and China. Number 5, all the presidential candidates that are lining up for 2020. Number 4 has to do with the cold weather around the northern part of the country. Number 3, 2, and 1 are pretty much all the same thing rolled together. The Trump investigation, Trump and his relationship with business and the border wall. That's it. Those are the stories on the Talk Radio Countdown list.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America. According to current research, 80% of New Year's resolutions fail by mid-February, and even more fail after just 1 year. Bank of America Preferred Rewards Executive John Sellers.
The best way to achieve your financial goals is to outline a specific plan, set milestones, and then find easy-to-use tools to track your progress. For example, a digital tool like Bank of America My Rewards can help if your resolution is to earn more financial rewards. My Rewards is a centralized dashboard in online and mobile banking. It allows you to track and manage all of your rewards, deals, and benefits across multiple Bank of America Rewards programs. My Rewards lets you explore what's available, start redeeming, and even discover additional benefits you may be missing out on. You can then use those reward earnings towards achieving other resolutions like fitness and travel.
For more, visit bankofamerica.com/myrewards.
Here's important new information from the Diabetes Solution Center for you, a family member, or a loved one suffering with diabetes. If you have lost your provider, or if you need a provider for diabetic supplies, you may qualify to receive your diabetic testing supplies now with little or no out-of-pocket cost, regardless of your age. All you need is Medicare or private insurance to be potentially eligible. Call the Diabetes Solution Center right now for details. Just takes a couple of minutes. Our friendly, knowledgeable agents will give you free, no-obligation information, handle all the insurance paperwork, and make sure your supplies are delivered directly to your door for free.
Call U.S. Medical Supply 24 hours a day. 888-710-2437. 888-710-2437. 888-710-2437. Call right now. 888-710-2437.
The People List from the Talk Radio Review. Folks at Talkers Magazine who do all the research listen to talk radio stations, programs, hosts to come up with these lists. And this is the list of the most discussed people related, obviously, to the stories that are in the top 10. Tom Brady and Rob Gronkowski at number 10, tied for that position. Chris Christie is in the ninth position, out with a new book, Ming Wanzhou, if I'm pronouncing that correctly, and I doubt that I am, at number 8. Kamala Harris and Howard Schultz and others running for the position of president in 2020. Why wait? Let's get on the ball now. Number 6, the annoying Alexandra Ocasio-Cortez. Number 5, Dan Coats. Then 4, Robert Mueller. 3 is Roger Stone. Number 2, Nancy Pelosi. A lot of annoying people on this list this week. Pelosi's at 2, and Donald Trump, the President of the United States, number 1. According to the Talk Radio Countdown, I'm Doug Steffen. All right, so let's get to the reality of the cold and all of these silly news people who are saying it's the end of the world. Look at the horrible temperatures, and it's never been like this. That's nonsense.
It's never been like this since 1966, right, when it was like
2015, in my barnyard at my farm, after 11 feet of snow fell in a 3.5 week period, the temperature for 3 days in a row was 37 below zero. And with the wind chill factor, cows on my farm were dying. So, I mean, this whole business of, is there a change? Of course there's a change. Is it coming gradually? Maybe it's coming more rapidly than it did. But all of these people, there are such the huge businesses that are being built out of the climate scare. It's good investment, frankly. Many of them
are. You can make a lot of money,
And I'm not telling you there aren't changes, because there are changes, and some of them are man-caused. But to get this hoopla into this guilt thing, sometimes people don't act unless they feel guilty, but there have been substantial, huge changes, in fact, in America, with wind power. In more and more places, I see the towers all over the place. I don't know whether you do. I see them in California. I see them in Massachusetts.
Drive through Palm Springs. Wow.
Right. And, well, it's not just there, Richie, but it's all over the place now, upper Midwest. And the solar panels are going up everywhere. Those are two wonderful ways of dealing with all of this. But anyway,
it's all good stuff, but just the sky is falling conversation is just what gets me.
How'd you enjoy the cold in Washington this week, Victoria?
I'm loving it, looking at the snow right now, and I like July. I like August. That's me. That's just me. I used to live in Phoenix, and I used to live in Palm Desert, and when I moved there from England, I discovered, oh, this is my spiritual home.
Yep, there you go. And you ended up in Washington. How about that?
Yeah.
All right. So I think we have, other than this Virginia abortion bill controversy, Victoria, what is that all about? What's from your perspective? We got about 35 seconds here.
Okay, because that's a five-minute conversation. It's about Democrats being incredibly flat-footed and having feet in their mouths in the way they talked about a bill and doing nothing to get their feet out of their mouths and getting into their own mess.
Yeah, there you go. Foot in, it's hoof and mouth disease, I think, basically, isn't it? That's or foot and mouth.
Yeah.
Being able to abort a baby as it's being born, basically.
Yeah. Hello and goodbye to that. All right, so there it is, Rick Jensen and his expertise from his conversational program every day on WDEL, Wilmington, Delaware. Victoria Jones from the DC Radio Company on the air everywhere. Rich McFadden at Radio America, and I'm Doug Steffen at 10 before the hour on the Countdown Review.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Overview the top five items in terms of their veracity or their state of interest, points of interest. Tori Akeven is here to start at number five, move to number one, and we move to Criterion. The criteria for this discussion about Criterion is what, Victoria?
Well, Criterion is a streaming service for movie buffs, and it is launching its newest streaming service, or the new version of it. It's called the Criterion Channel, and that will launch on April 8th, and they are currently opening up for signups for early subscribers. The platform will showcase the company's library of classic feature films. They also have short films, like the kind that you hear about at, on the Oscars, but, you know, whenever you win, whenever someone wins best short film, and you, there's nowhere for you to ever see them, this is actually the place. They have master classes with directors. They have all kinds of independent films, international films, art house, all that. And so it will be $10.99 a month or $99 for the year. And they have charter subscribers, which is those are for people who sign up right now before the service launches on April 8th. And you will get a slight discount. It will be $9.99 a month. And so the site says that they will constantly be refreshing the selection of movies. And it will be available on desktop, iOS, Android, Apple TV, Amazon Fire, and Roku.
All right, number four on our countdown to number one of the big tech stories of the week is a focus on a new deal between Apple and American.
Yes, if you are an Apple Music subscriber, good news if you're flying on American Airlines, you will be able to access your streaming app without having to pay for the in-flight Wi-Fi, which will save you, could be $20 a flight. And of course, that Wi-Fi is always terrible. It's never even real Wi-Fi on any airline. And so Apple customers will, starting actually right now, it's they just launched it this week, so you can listen to your Apple Music on your PC, on your laptop, iPhone, iPad, Android devices, and on Macs. And so this is a nice, convenient thing. And Apple and American, this is the first partnership, which we'll probably see other airlines teaming up with Spotify or Pandora in the future, but Apple got the jump on this one.
All right. Number three, the U.S. has charged the Chinese with being a Chinese company with being a baddie.
Yes, and so this is a story that's been coming. This is a long time coming. This started back in 2007, I think, when this company, Huawei is actually how you say it, but it looks like Hawaii. And so the U.S. authorities and intelligence agents have been telling the government that we should not allow any American citizen to use any of their products because they've been spying on Americans, they've been spying on governments, they've been taking secrets from T-Mobile. So this is a New York grand jury gave 13 other charges on top of the initial 10-count indictment, and this is going to probably complicate things with trade talks with China because this is the prosecutors want criminal charges against this company. So this will probably end up in Donald Trump's hands as the charges get levied against them. I'm sure this is going to be negotiated away. But if you do have a cell phone or anything made by this company, it's really, really bad news. So just don't use them or don't buy them.
Number two this week is a YouTube.
YouTube, yep. YouTube says it's changing how it recommends videos so users will see fewer conspiracy theories. Now, this is coming after lots of misinformation, and they say that this has been harmful to their users. It violates their community guidelines. Videos that promote phony miracle cures for serious illnesses, videos that claim the Earth is flat, and then there's really the crux of this is historic events like 9/11, lots and lots of conspiracy theories. This all started last year when YouTube got a lot of criticism after a video got a lot 200,000 views suggesting that David Hogg, who was one of the students who survived the Parkland, Florida shooting, they said he was an actor and that it wasn't real. So it's about time that YouTube cracked down on this kind of stuff.
All right, number one, the big tech story of the week, focus on iPhone.
FaceTime. This was definitely a big story this week. Apple's FaceTime software, basically, if someone called you on FaceTime and if you didn't pick up the call, they could still hear you, and in some cases they could see you through your phone. This freaked a lot of people out, and this was actually discovered by a 14-year-old kid who was playing video games using the group FaceTime.
That was really
amazing. And so Apple still, they were supposed to set a new bug fix out at the end of the week, but they still haven't done that. So I would just say disable FaceTime altogether until it's actually fixed.
All right, that sounds like good advice. That's Victoria Keelan. I'm Doug Steffen, going through the top five technology stories this week for you. 59 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.